Hi there. The word for you today is on the power of kindness. In Romans 12, verse 10, Paul writes, "Be devoted to one another." Sometimes we think that in order to be successful, we have to be tough, hard-nosed, and stoic in how we relate to others. Some folks even go so far as to interpret kindness as weakness and vulnerability. Nothing could be further from the truth. Kindness signals tremendous inner strength that others not only appreciate, but respect. Aesop wrote a fable in which the wind and the sun argued over who was the stronger. "Do you see that old man down there?" the wind asked. "I can make him take off his coat quicker than you can." The sun agreed to duck behind a cloud while the wind blew up a storm. But the harder the wind blew, the more firmly the traveler wrapped his coat around him. Eventually, the wind gave up and the sun reappeared, smiling kindly on the old man. Before long, he mopped his brow, shed his heavy coat, and strolled away. The sun knew the secret. Warmth, friendliness, and a gentle touch are always more effective than force and fury. Jesus was hard on hypocrites, especially those who took advantage of the weak, helpless, and poor. But to everybody else, including society's rejects, he showed great kindness. He came into an unkind, dog-eat-dog, every-man-for-himself culture, where there were no mental health institutions, no hospitals, no orphanages, no organizations of mercy, yet he poured the milk of human kindness into every bowl of human suffering. At the cross, he demonstrated the ultimate cost of kindness, and in so doing, changed the world for all time. Paul writes, "Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves." And that's the word for you today.